In the Gaza Strip overnight, armed Palestinians attacked a Palestinian security post, setting it ablaze. The violence followed a demonstration Saturday to protest the appointment of a relative of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat as head of security forces in Gaza. The street protests are accompanied by political upheaval in the Palestinian Authority. There's been a spate of kidnappings in recent days. And late last week, Prime Minister Ahmed Correa submitted his resignation, but Arafat refused to accept it. Rami Khoury is executive editor of Beirut's Daily Star newspaper. He joins us on the line from Beirut. Good morning, Rami.
Good morning to you.
It's been a chaotic week for the Palestinian Authority with kidnappings and demonstrations and Correa's resignation. What's your impression of what's going on?
Well, it's actually been more than a chaotic week. It's been a chaotic decade. The culmination of forces and dynamics that have been building up since the Oslo process started in 1993-94. And what you're getting is really the convergence of several trends. The Palestinian people being fed up with the inept and corrupt government system they have, frustration over the lack of either making war or making peace with Israel, economic distress. About two-thirds of the people in Gaza now are living at or below the poverty line. Issues of reform that people want to happen, and Arafat keeps pledging it and it doesn't happen. All of these things are really coming together. And then it's been instigated partly by the Israeli announcement that they plan to unilaterally get out of the Gaza Strip in the coming year. And so there's a kind of power struggle. And the central issue really is the lack of credibility and the loss of integrity of the Palestinian ruling political elite, which Arafat heads. That's really the main story.
Mm-hmm. Is Yasser Arafat's control in Gaza threatened by this?
Yes, very much. I think this is a symptom of the fact that he doesn't have much control. There are still people loyal to him, but the fact that when you get top security officers who he appoints being kidnapped and security posts being attacked is a pretty strong sign that he really has very little authority and even very little respect among the people. And this is a shame because he has been for so many years a symbol of Palestinian national aspirations, but it's a problem of his own making. It's just the typical example of an Arab leader who stayed in power too long and didn't step down when he should have and let a more democratic reform process take place.
So you say there's a power vacuum there now. Who were some of the parties involved?
Well, it's not so much a vacuum, but there are centers of power. You've got Hamas, you've got the old guard Fatah people who are still loyal to Arafat. You've got the younger guys breaking away from Fatah, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades and others. And then there's all these new groups coming up. There's a group that the other day announced that they did a kidnapping, which is the Jenin Martyrs Brigade. You've got people working for democracy and human rights and judicial reform, civil society type people. So you've got about seven or eight different groups that are emerging, and they're trying to work together. I mean, what's interesting in Gaza is they're not all fighting each other. There's a very strong effort to work together to form a kind of government of national unity. If the Israelis pull out, they want to be ready to run the place decently and get the economy moving. So it's not as if it's a chaotic situation of a frontier gunslingers shooting it out to see who controls the place. And hopefully the forces of reform and democracy and the rule of law will prevail and a national unity government will come about and you will have an orderly process of change.
Rami Khoury is executive editor of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut. Thanks very much, Rami.
Thanks for having me.